Welcome to the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.
Hi, welcome to another episode of our daily fintech podcast. The news highlight of the day is Cameron Winklevoss steps down as director. Winklevoss ceased to be a director of the UK incorporated Gemini Europe, the wider company's European arm, on the 12th of October. Fintech news. Solaris Bank executive joins Coinbase. Daniel Seaford has joined Coinbase as vice president and regional managing director of Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. As Coinbase plans an assault on Europe amid fears of further turbulence in the global crypto market. Ex-Meta vice president becomes Stripe's head of revenue. Sharma stepped down from his role as vice president of Meta's virtual reality social platform Horizon Worlds a few months ago. Digital banking news. BNY Mellon facilitates a payment transaction between Egypt and China. A payment from Egypt to China is the latest milestone in BNY Mellon's commitment to streamline and transform global payments. India launches 75 digital banking units. The digital banking units are brick-and-mortar outlets that are equipped with tablets and internet to help individuals and small businesses. Societe Generale is to open its digital asset services. France's third biggest bank quietly obtained regulatory approval to operate as a digital asset service provider in the country last month. And NAB launches NAB Easy Tap. This new solution allows small businesses to accept contactless payments when customers tap their card on an eligible device. Partnerships. Alpay boosts financial inclusion. They have joined forces with SaltEdge. Thinum expands its offering with SaltEdge. The company is levering possibilities for its customers, making the innovation more secure and allow customers to share account information. Mergers and acquisitions. Endows acquires Carrot Private. Q2 Holdings acquires Sensibill. BNP Paribas is to acquire Cantox. Done deal. Wallet raises $50 million in a credit line through a new partnership with Teal Capital Management. MapleRad raises $6 million. That's all the news for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for another Daily Fintech Podcast.
Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you tomorrow for another episode of the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost. Connecting the dots in fintech.